A Gitvoch, a Mazel Dekevoch, this Tuesday, Yidal Tzivan, is 200 years from the Histalkis of Hagun, Hamafirsim, Moifes Hador. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in a title to a letter to Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. The Heilige Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner passed away in Tuf Kif Pai Aleph, which is 1821. He was born in Tuf Kif Tes, 1749, the second day Shvius. He was born to his father, Rabbi Yitzchak, Hagun Rabbi Yitzchak, who was the Parnas of the Shtut Volozhin. They came from a Meshpachas, Miyacheses, Miyisruel, and this Rabbi Yitzchak was Zoycha that all his kinderlich were Gedoyle, Geoyne Eretz, Yoishvim, Malmuda, Merabunim. When he was a young child, he was Sachakel, 8 years old, he went into the yeshiva from Hagun Hagudler, Rabbi Refuel of Hamburg, who was then the Rosh Yeshiva in Minsk, and he learned there. And by 14, he started learning with his older brother, Reb Simcha. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, his son, writes in Dagdumat HaNefesh HaChaim, he said that Zekainim Sipri Luni, the previous generation, relate to us that when my father, Zeche Tzadik Levrucha, was learning with his brother, they sat through ganze necht, the Hasmuda Satoira was ad lahafle. When they ran out of candles, what did they do? They would learn by the light of the Levuna, Ner HaLevuna Yufala, that's how they would learn. He was Gur Ying when he became Reuven Volozhin. He was 24 years old in Tufki Flamet Gimel, that's 1773. He was there for a few years. From there he went to Vilkamir, from there to Volozhin. He was Zoicha to become the Talmud Mivik Finim Heiligen Gru. And the Gru's son writes that all the Shvile of Nigla and Nista of my father were open for his Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's how Chushev the Gru had him gehalten. Besides being an Ish Kudish, he was a Chuchem Achikem. The story was the Welt verzeilt, happened with him. A Yid came to him once Erev Pesach and asked him, Rebbe, I have a shala. Am I allowed to drink milk for darba koises? And Reb Chaim Volozhiner took out 10 tzeinidl, golden amadbaya, and he gave it to him. And his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, he came to ask you a shal if he can have milk for darba koises. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, yo, if a Yid could drink darba koises, that means the third kos he could drink when he's parav, hotanishkan fleish of yontiv, and he gave him hitzuas of yontiv. He opened the Mamma Finale Yeshivas, which was Volozhin in 1802. That was a phenomenon that didn't exist. Up to then, Fleig Mizitzin and Allah Shtetlich and the Derflich and Lernen, he opened up the first yeshiva and he made tikkunis and he set it up with systematic teig, bukhrim should eat, they should have where to sleep. He also, one of the interesante zachen was at avegestelt that there should be mishmoiris. The yeshiva should never be left without anyone learning. Shabbos Yontif 24/7, 365. And he himself took a mishmah sometimes, fratik tzenachts, to show the chshivas of learning Torah. But in his demeanor, hat er gehalten fin sich gut nicht. When he would sign letters, he would sign Chaim Behem Haratz, Talmud Be'erzes Hashem, Melamed Les Be'erzes Hashem Yisburach in Volozhin. He would sign his letter, not al Tzeruv in Volozhin, but that he is a Melamed in Volozhin. There's a story told that a Yid once came into Reb Chaim of Volozhiner and he tells him, Rebbe, he says, I have no kinderlich and I'm a balpanusa and I would like to make a deal with you. I'm a soich, I'm a businessman. I would like to give you a huge amount of money for the yeshiva, but you give me your word that after my passing you will say Kaddish for me, you will learn Mishnayos and you will hold my Yurtzat. Chaim Volozhiner made a deal with him, and they shook hands, which is the sterkste kamat from the sterkste vegan yid can make a deal, and they both parted ways. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that yid went home, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner stayed in Volozhin. Several years later, Reb Chaim gets a letter, a telegram that yid is niftig geworden. So quickly, it's gesetzt auf dem Pferden Vogel, and he tried to make it to the Levaya, and he made it to the Levaya. He was there by the Levaya, by Tilef, the Stima Sagoidel, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner said Kaddish. When he came back, it was a hot summer day. So Reb Chaim was very ausgematet from the back and forth in one day. So he, instead of sitting down and learning his Seder and Gemurah, Ian, he took out a Mishnayos. He was up to Seder Taharis, and he starts learning Mishnayos. And he learned Lili Nishmas, this Nifta that passed away, Toch Shiva. And that's a Gematat of Hashvera Mishnah, and Matadik, trying to figure out Pshat, the Gudel, the Pchaim, Veloshen, imagine what Pshat was that he couldn't figure out at the moment. He was exhausted and he drifted off. He's Chaptas Adrimel, who comes to him, Mechulam, the Snifter. And the Reb Chaim Veloshner looks at him and says, what are you doing here? He says, Rebbe, I want you to know that I'm coming to thank you for doing this business deal with me. He says, because when a Yid is Toymecha Yeshiva, a Yid goes into Gan Eden and he's Zoicha to learn everything that the Talmidim are learning in that yeshiva. And let me tell you, Pshat and the Mishnah was the Mitzvah, because I heard it by Masifta the Rekia Pshat, and he told him Pshat. And Reb Chaim Veloshner gets a chachapov, and Reb Chaim was like beyond himself. He couldn't believe what just happened. And some Talmidim were coming in and out, and Reb Chaim calls them in and he tells them the whole story. And Reb Chaim says, I knew that when a Yid is Toymach, a yeshiva, that he's zoicha b'masifta derekia to learn everything with smagalent in the yeshiva, because he becomes part of it. I didn't know what happened so fast. The Gudel B'Yisruel, the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, the Baron Kotla Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, once told over this story. So a Talmud came over to him and said, Rebbe, im kain, let me leave yeshiva and let me become a businessman and support yeshiva. So the Baron with a shmeichel answers him, no, what's going to be mit Oilam Haza? You'll take have Oilam Haba, but Oilam Haza is not a existing yeshiva. As we said before, Reb Chaim Veloshner was the mama from the yeshivas. He opened the first yeshiva, but he closed it after a few years because the government wanted him to learn English, Lamida Chol, and he did not want, and he went Adasof. He said he's going to close the yeshiva, and because he closed the yeshiva, the biggest toivet, the Klal Yisrael, came out. All his Talmidim dispersed, and they opened up all the yeshivas over the fruited plains of Litta, the tzendlike yeshivas that there were. Zechisoy yugen alayni agita mazel dikevoch.